AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire, the father of James Bulmer, the Dallas area man linked to yesterday morning's attack on the city's police headquarters, says his son snapped when his police record kept him from finding work.
Because he had, quote, family violence on his record, he couldn't find a job. He had sold his tools. He was a mechanic. He had sold his house. And he lost his son.
The younger Bulwer was in his armored van when he was shot and killed by a police sniper during a standoff in a parking lot in a Dallas suburb. Four people are dead in a shooting at a Columbus, Ohio home. An injured teenage girl found outside that home yesterday. Police Sergeant David Sicilian tells the Columbus Dispatch.
We obviously have a homicidal suspect out here who's not afraid to kill somebody. So we need to quickly find out who that is or who those persons are who are responsible for this.
Police have not identified the victims. Hurricane Carlos is spinning in place. The center about 80 miles off Mexico's west coast, south-southwest of Acapulco. Hurricane specialist John Cangelosi says a storm is a rainmaker.
6 to 10 inches and even isolated pockets of up to 15 inches are possible.
A senator expects the U.S. to reopen its embassy soon in Cuba.
Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona says nothing has been set about the opening of a U.S. embassy in Cuba for the first time in 54 years, but he says it's imminent. Those were his thoughts after a meeting with a Cuban official and others in Havana. He was in Cuba with fellow Senators Susan Collins of Maine and Pat Roberts of Kansas on a fact-finding mission. Speaking with the Associated Press before returning to Washington, he predicted the opening of a Cuban embassy in Washington and a U.S. embassy in Havana will happen in the very near future. He said lawmakers are very excited about the prospect of full diplomatic relations.
That's the AP's Carlotta Bradley. This is AP Radio News. Months after announcing her presidential candidacy, Hillary Rodham Clinton holds her first campaign rally on Roosevelt Island in New York. Supporter Linda T. says she likes Clinton's low-key approach to the campaign.
It wasn't like, you know, exciting speech, but I think that's what I like about her is that she's not like superficial glamour stuff, like she's the real deal.
Later today, Clinton meets with supporters and gives a speech in Des Moines, Iowa. Challenger Bernie Sanders also campaigning in Iowa, blasting income inequality.
99% of all new income is going to the top 1%. There is something profoundly wrong.
Sanders and fellow Democratic contender, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, criticizing Clinton for staying silent about the Pacific Rim trade deal, which is opposed by organized labor and others. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.